Restoring My Soul, Friday the 24th of March, for many days. Having redeemed his wife, Hosea said to her, "You shall stay with me many days. You shall not play the harlot, nor shall you have or love a man. So too will I be toward you." The simplest interpretation of this verse is that Hosea instructed his wife to abstain from all immorality and to remain faithful to him. In turn, he promised to remain faithful to her. In the same way, the Apostle Paul said to the Corinthians, "I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." Speaking about the remnant of the house of Israel in lampstand churches, the Lord said, "For the children of Israel shall abide many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, without ephod or teraphim." Many days, in this instance, refers to the church age during which the elect are scattered in lampstand churches among the nations of the world. The Lord said that the remnant would not have a king or a prince because the church is separate from the state in every nation. The church is the heavenly Jerusalem, and it is not represented on the earth by kings or civil authorities. The Lord also said that the remnant in lampstand churches would be without sacrifice or sacred pillar. We know that the offering of Christ brought an end to all sacrifice and offering in the temple. However, more broadly, a sacred pillar is any man-made idol in the household of God. The Lord said to the nation of Israel before they entered the Promised Land, "You shall not plant for yourself any tree as a wooden image. You shall not set up a sacred pillar which the Lord your God hates." The sacramental practices that have become religious traditions in the church are sacred pillars. They have been established by man as alternatives to fellowship at the Tree of Life. The references used in today's devotions are Hosea chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, Revelation chapter 21 verse 2, Daniel chapter 9 verse 27, and Deuteronomy chapter 16 verses 21 and 22. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 10.